As we conclude the HPPR Radio Readers Fall 2016 read, I'm gratified for each challenging and meaningful discussion about the changing faces of, well, I guess, the faces of our communities. Over the past months, we've been talking about Cather's My Antonia, a classic American novel focusing on European immigration, Swedes, Russians, Bohemians, as well as the various ways that they were welcomed or not into the established communities of the Nebraska Plains some 100 years ago. Cather's inclusion of musician D'Arnaud might remind readers that the challenges of traveling while Black does have historical references. Cather's naming a town Blackhawk memorializes and thereby reminds us of the absence of the First Nations, those for whom the Great Plains had been home. And many of us recognize that parts of the High Plains, once Mexico, do have historic diversity, but for the most part, the general whiteness of the late 19th century world depicted in My Antonia is historically accurate. By the late 20th century, however, meatpacking plants had located throughout the High Plains, creating jobs that attracted first Vietnamese and Laotians from Southeast Asia, then new immigration from Mexico, Central America, and most recently Africa. All of this fairly recent and significant diversification has generated change, if only in the ways that we describe our communities. Some of us, in reading Nazario's Enrique's Journey and Egger's What is the What, have discovered brave new insights to the struggles and sacrifices endured by today's immigrants, who are also our new neighbors. As our fall read concludes, HPPR radio readers will gather for a special on-air discussion of the ideas and challenges presented by these books over the past few months. I hope you'll tune in on Sunday, November 13th, from 6 to 8 p.m. for a live discussion and sharing of stories and experiences of borders and becoming on our High Plains and what it all means for our futures together. For HPPR, I'm Jane Huerta from Dodge City, Kansas.